for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday evening, July the 7th, 1992. Family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Donnie Morse is the speaker of the evening.
Donnie is a good preacher. He's a good minister. He can minister the word from almost any direction. And the Lord has really been great to them. They put a lot into it. Young ministry today, most of it that I know don't want to put nothing much into it. They just want to get it. And you can't do it that way anymore. It's hard to get into ministry now. I've been disturbed about that. When I came into ministry, I just slid in like on ice skates, everybody wanted me to come preach. They just wanted to, they kind of labeled me the fair-haired boy of East Texas. And for years, I preached in every church that's been there in East Texas. If it's been there as much as 25, 30 years, I preached in it. But now it's changed, and it makes it difficult. And I hate that. I really hate that. I would like to see more young men coming into ministry. But that's not to say that I didn't put anything into it. I mean, I spent sleepless nights, and the Lord has been very real to me, and He has appeared to me in many ways. And I have an angel. I see the angel of the Lord very frequently. And I think that He is my sign to me. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's what I think. He appears often to me, and He can appear almost in any form. And somebody asked me if he's about the size of that tall guy that just left here. I said, well, actually, I think so. But this angel of the Lord that follows me, he suspends himself in the air a lot. I couldn't describe him if I tried, because he's transparent, but yet he has a form. And he often leads me sometimes he appears over somebody when I'm preaching, and I know they have a need. I minister to them. And then he moves about, and I watch for where the angel of the Lord goes, and I go, and I usually, they give them a word and minister to them. I don't have nothing for them until I get there. Yeah, you have to start. And so Brother Donnie has preached for us on many occasions, and he's just a great word. He's a word preacher and a good minister. He just liable to. We just have to turn him loose here, and I'll have to try to see what he does. But he'll do it good. He will. Come on, Donnie. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Bless you,
Donnie. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know what I can do after that. I hope no one will be disappointed. I'm not used to, before getting up, having a speech made. Amen. Most of the time we're just on our own. Praise the Lord. Well, we just want to say we love you tonight before we get started, and we greet you this evening in the name of the Lord, and we trust to bless you tonight. Amen. Invite the Lord just to lead us all together in this service. Amen. Wonderful group of people. There's just a few of you that I know, and there's a lot of you that we're just trying to get to know. And I understand that we got some new people in today. Well, I don't hardly know the difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, amen, we greet you tonight. Amen. In the name of the Lord. I'd like to share with you tonight in the scriptures from the Word of the Lord this evening. And if you'll turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, I'd like to take a few minutes to lay a few scriptures out here before us. And these scriptures that we'll lay out this evening for just a little while here, we need to qualify these scriptures in context and settings so that we can have the mind of the Lord. I know that we're in one of the most tremendous days and hours in God that the church has ever lived to see. The day of Pentecost was a glorious day. Amen. In Acts chapter 2, the church age began on the day of Pentecost. And I want you to know we're still in the church age. And I want you to know that it is the church which is the vehicle that is bringing in the very kingdom of God. I'm glad to be a part of the church tonight. Amen. There was teaching years ago, you know, that the church was over and it was more or less several years around my area that everybody decided just to do their own thing. You know, the Bible teaches us in the book of Judges that when there was no king in the land, every man done that which was right in his own sight. You know, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. And I'll tell you tonight, we need to be delivered from death. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Amen. The Bible teaches us that Jesus tasted death for every man. He'll never die again. And those who would crucify him afresh, put him to an open shame. Amen. It is the rebellion. Amen. It is the idolatry. It is the ignorance on people's part. Amen. That would dare crucify the Lord afresh. I believe we need to move into the absolute of who God is and what God's doing in this hour. I want to say that we are a privileged people. I like to qualify some of these scriptures tonight, taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Read from verses 1 through 4. The Apostle Paul said, "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not, we shall judge angels, how much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are the least esteemed in the church." I'd like to qualify some of these scriptures here. First of all, that I call our attention to, the Apostle Paul says, he asked a question, amen, to the church at Corinth, which is only a part of the body of Christ. And he says to them, and he would have said this in the book of Galatians, he would have said this in the book of Ephesians, he could have said this in the book of Philemon, amen. And what he says here in his questions, he says, "Know ye not that the saints shall judge the world?" Then he makes another statement and says, "Do you not know that the saints shall judge angels?" Amen. Now, we're certainly in an hour in God, and I believe, according to the signs of the time of our day, amen, that God has already thrust forth a laboring company, amen, into some cleanup work. Amen. As I said last night, amen, outside of God, amen, there's so much trouble everywhere. Amen. And I want you to know that God's raising up some overcomers. And the overcomers that God's raising up, He's raising up out of the body of Christ, out of the church. Amen. And I already see, I've seen in this convention, I've seen in this meeting already, how God has already begun, amen, a cleanup. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, it's time, and it's high time. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. And I'm telling you, we're in a move of God like no other generation has ever been in before this time. I believe the morning is dawning. And I believe that there is a great people. And I believe there is a strong people right in this building tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't believe there will ever be another people like this people, as the prophet Joel began to describe it. And he described it, he said, nothing shall escape this people. Before them it is as the Garden of Eden, and behind them it is a desolate wilderness. And I believe tonight, amen, with all of my heart, that it's not done by might and it's not done by power, but it's done by the very presence and the Holy Ghost of God. And I'd like to carry us into, amen, some of these areas tonight. And if you turn to the book of Psalms, 149, I've got probably four or five places that I want us to look at some scripture. And I want to qualify these saints is what I want to do. Know you not that the saints shall judge the world? Know you not that the saints shall judge angels? Now, what kind of saints is he talking about? Amen. Who is the saints of God? Amen. And this is what I want to call to our attention tonight. In the book of Psalms 149, begin in verse 6, and the scripture says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. And you know, this is a ministry here. Then he says, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute, and this word execute in the Hebrew means to advance. Oh, hallelujah. I believe that we are in the advanced stage of a move of God. And he says to execute, that is to advance and to govern upon them the judgment written. Hallelujah. This is where we want to talk about tonight in this service. To execute, that is to advance and to govern the judgment that is written. I want to talk to us tonight about the judgment that is written. And I want to talk to us tonight about the move of God that we're in and where we are in God in this hour. Amen. And to share with you that the novice and the babes in Christ in the adolescent age, the nephus, the technon, I want to share with us and to show you that when Paul was talking about the saints judging the world and judging angels and executing and advancing and governing the judgment that is written, I want to go on record and tell you before we get started tonight that the majority of the body of Christ is not aware of the judgment that is written, amen, to be carried out. And I want to share with you, amen, that God is having to do a quick work in this hour. Amen. And I want you to know, whether you come into this thing at the 11th hour, I want you to know, amen, that God is raising up an army in this hour as never before. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you have a willing heart, amen, I'll tell you, when Abraham heard that Lot had been taken, some had come and told the Hebrew and told him that Lot, his nephew, who had camped in the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible says that Abraham took 318 of his trained servants. If you have come in at the 11th hour, if you've come in at the 3rd hour, the 6th hour, the 9th hour, it doesn't matter when you've come in. It's whether or not you're hungry for God, and it's whether or not God can school you and train you in the principles of the kingdom of God. And we want to teach about the principles of the kingdom of God tonight, because Jesus spent three chapters, as we know chapters, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, amen, teaching not the multitude, but the disciples when he was set in the mountain, and they came to him privately and asked him, and he began to sit down and teach them the principles, not of religion, not of tradition, not of the will of men, but he began to teach them the principles of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, everybody knows religion. And everybody has been traditional. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, John the Baptist, Jesus Christ. Amen. The message of the church. I want you to know flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I want you to know the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I want you to know the kingdom of God is spirit. The kingdom of God is joy. The kingdom of God, amen, is nothing less than the life of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Luke said, amen, that the kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. I want you to know it hasn't come by observation. Neither men have said, lo here, nor lo there. Amen. They're not looking for the kingdom of God, amen, to be within a Gentile breed of people. Something tonight. That the mystery of the Gentiles, I want you to know he came. Amen. Hallelujah. Unto his own, but his own received him not. But unto as many as did receive him. How many did receive him in this building tonight? And unto you, he has given power to become something. And that is to become the sons of God. And to become a son of God, you have to know the principles of the kingdom of God. Because the only kingdom that sonship people shall minister shall be the kingdom of God. Not a man-made kingdom. Not a selfish kingdom. But a kingdom, glory to God, that will glorify Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I want you to know I'm talking to saints tonight that he said will judge the world. And will judge angels. And they will execute the judgment that is written. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, brother, the church is in such an immature state that they don't know what the judgment written is all about. And we must be schooled and we must be reared in the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm qualifying saints tonight. I'm qualifying scripture when Paul said, know ye not that the saints shall judge the world? Know you not that the saints shall judge angels? What kind of saints? You see, are there saints in the church today that don't have, that has no idea what God's doing? Sure, they love Jesus. You understand? Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, deep's calling the deep tonight.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Buy the truth tonight and sell it not. Hallelujah. Because God is doing more than just bringing us around the mountain one more time. Hallelujah. God told Moses, man, you've been in this mountain long enough. Hallelujah. I want you to know Sinai genders to bondage. Come on, Hagar, the bondwoman, genders to bondage. It's time that we move into the free woman. Hallelujah. It's time, bless God, that we move into the avenues and the realms of spirit. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, he says, know ye not, hallelujah, that ye shall no longer worship in this mountain? Ye shall no longer worship in this place? For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must. This is not optional. It is mandatory. You must worship God in spirit and in truth. God is spirit. God is spirit. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Hallelujah. This is a spiritual move we're in. Jesus said, if my kingdom was of this world, then we would physically fight. And they asked him, when will you come and set up your kingdom? Will you restore the kingdom to Israel at this time? Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm telling you what God's doing first before he sets up his literal physical kingdom in this earth. And John said he saw it coming down. Before that ever happens literally in this earth, hallelujah, you need to fall in love with the kingdom of God that's in your heart. You need to express that kingdom. You need to know that kingdom's there.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that where there is a word of a king, there's power. I'm telling you, there cannot be an influential kingdom unless Jesus Christ is enthroned upon the throne of your heart. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he doesn't have to be one day King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let him be king of your life tonight. Trying to qualify who saints are. Want to qualify who will judge the world. Who shall judge angels. Who shall execute the judgment that is written here. Hallelujah. The second Psalms, if you turn to the second Psalms with me. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 2, and I read from verse 8 and 9. This is one of the most precious Psalms in the book. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he says in the second Psalm, starting in verse 8, ask of me and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt rule them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. And that word break them in verse 9 in the Hebrew means to make good for nothing. Hallelujah. Render them powerless. Hallelujah. Now, have you ever been called good for nothing? Just didn't make you feel too good, did it? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've heard people, I've been called it. Hey, man, you good for nothing, so-and-so. That terminology just breaks you down. I want you to know, you should realize tonight. Now, hear me. Those of you that can hear me at this moment, hear me, please. And I'll bring the rest of us along here shortly. But I'm declaring unto you that it is time for you to mount up with wings as of eagles. Glory! Hallelujah! And for you to begin to bring the kingdoms of this world and make them good for nothing. All that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. None of these are of the Father, but all of these are of the world. And it is the cosmos. It is the decoration. It is the order of arrangements. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. The church right now, in most cases, is more in love with the world than they are with God. And they're lusting, and they're prideful. And the Apostle John described it in the 11th chapter of Revelation, verse 15, when the seventh angel sounded, he said, the kingdoms of this cosmos world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and forever. That word sounded in the Greek means He blasted. And I'm telling you, hallelujah. The cosmos that too many people enjoy needs to be blasted instead of lusting for it. Come on, all that's in the cosmos, all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the Apostle John described it and said, in the seventh trumpet, the seventh angel sounded that the kingdoms of this cosmos is over. And too many of God's people are trying to prop it up. Oh, hallelujah. Well, amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's time for it to fall. It's time for you to get a word in you to bring it and make it good for nothing. Ask of me and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt rule them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt break them in pieces as a potter's vessel. Who will do this? Qualified ministry. Qualified men and women of God. Who will judge the world? Who will judge angels? Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Who will execute the judgment that is written? Will a novice? Will an immature? Will the blade of corn? Will the stalk of corn? Or will the full corn in the ear? Amen. Rise in this day. Glory to God forevermore. And make this society. We've got an order in November fixing to be voted in. And nobody knows the outcome. And they're doing everything right now to prop it up and to keep it going. I want you to know the kingdoms of this world, America and any other and every other kingdom, hallelujah, is going to have to bow their knee unto the blessed kingdom of God. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. And in that moment, saints shall stand to their feet in manifestation
of we us mature sons and began to execute the judgment that is written and judge the world and judge angels and rule all nations with a rod of iron.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're closer than you realize.
This is a glorious hour. Hallelujah. Read to us in the second chapter of the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. Hallelujah. And he that overcometh. Somebody asked me recently, what does that mean? It means exactly what it says. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't go around it. You don't dig under it. You don't omit it. Somebody says, just close your eyes and say, in Jesus' name, it ain't there. It's there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To him that overcometh, that means to go over. Anybody the last year or two faced anything in your life that you had to go over? Not get over. I said go over. Anybody in here the last just few years, few months, within this year maybe? Been through some things you had to go over. I didn't say get over. That's been a problem. Somebody come pat us on the back saying, well, bless God, you'll get over it. Meaning time will take you. Let me tell you something. Time don't heal all wounds. It's that time that the snares and the traps is laid within our mentalities and our spirits and our being that we get vexed in. Oh, come on, church. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time that we go over, not just get over something. That's a lie from the enemy. Man, I know people that's been through things and time has lapsed and lapsed and lapsed. A situation can come up and they'll refer right back to it. I don't care if it's been 5 years down the road, they'll refer back to it. You know why? They got over it, but they didn't go over it. You understand what I'm saying? That's a cop-out. Oh, how Jesus put everything under his feet. He said, from this time on, I shall not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing. And that's what God wants to bring every one of you to, myself, to the place that the enemy has nothing.
Ooh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! I know the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. And he wants to bring us to the place where he said,
and he hath nothing. You know why? Because you're an overcomer. And you ain't just trying to struggle to get over something. You're going over something. An overcomer is you go over whatever you're facing. How do you know we've all faced some painful things to go over?
Hallelujah.
Man, I've had people that's walked with me for 20 years just recently. I'm talking about an elder body within the church began to tear down what God was doing while we was out of town. I'm talking about men and women that has been faithful. I'm talking about people that you have relied on. People who has laid in the spiritual trenches with you and warred with you, stood by your side. Let a spirit take them over and fill the shocks all through the church.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And after 2 or 3 years of running hard as you could run to build something, and just a few weeks, the attempt to be made to destroy it. Man, I tell you, got overcome, you got overcome, and you got overcome.
Hallelujah.
Who is these saints that shall judge the world? Who are these saints that shall judge angels? Who are these saints that shall execute the judgment written? Who is these saints?
Oh, hallelujah.
That shall rule all nations with a rod of iron. It is the over. It is the over and over and overcomers of God. You hear tonight, don't be discouraged. Oh, have your mind renewed tonight. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. Prove tonight in your own life what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. I'm qualifying some scriptures tonight. Hallelujah. I'm qualifying this thought to us this evening. The 8th chapter of the book of Romans.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The 8th chapter of the book of Romans. I read to us from verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. The earnest expectation of the creature. There is a groan in the land today. There is a cry in the hearts of humanity today to be free. And they're waiting for a manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. There's a waiting for a people to arise and bring to nothing the bondages and the hindrances of this groaning creation and bring them to absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. And I'd like to, if you turn with me to the book of Hebrews, I want to, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 5. I want to share with us here just for a few minutes, and I'll read from verse 12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, let me see, there's a problem here. For the time that ye ought to be teachers. Let me understand, there's the scripture is implying something here. For the time we ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again. Now, I'm not saying this group of people, I'm reading the Scripture, and I'm saying, I'm implying the Scripture. And what the apostle is describing is there is a situation that a people should be further than they are, but they're not. And he's not implying it's because they haven't been faithful to church, or they haven't been faithful to their doctrines and their traditions and their religion. But they have not been faithful to the order of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. As I walked in the parking lot to see, and I looked at the cars, and I seen license tags from all, several states.
Hallelujah.
People's come from all over. Thank God for that. And people that has come from all over, you're from all over, and you know the great negligence in the land today. Well, when it comes to the response of the church, that the body of Christ is not in the place and position that she needs to be in. And for the time, he says, you ought to be teachers. We have need that one teach us again. Now look what he says. Which be the first principles. Well, thank God if there's a problem, we know exactly where to go back to. Now I want to teach you and show us something. Now let me just give you a little counsel for a moment. If you ever feel like you've missed the mark, if you ever feel like you've got out into left field or right field, or you feel like you're in error, have the sensitivity within you to come back to the book.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. And come back to the principles of God. Now, I found before in my ministry when things just wasn't working and things just wasn't jiving, and I felt dead, I felt empty, I felt barren, I felt destitute, I felt like something's wrong. Just come back to what? The principles of God. Don't try something way out yonder to feather yourself in some garbage. Come on, honey. You know, there's a lot of people that has no spiritual compass, and they have no idea where they are. They don't know where they're going. Come on, amen, hallelujah. And we can get lost in some mystical realm and deceive our own selves. The foundation and your safety in your life, if you ever feel like you have stepped into something that you're not sure of, all you have to do is back up one step and find yourself back in the principles of God, and you'll know where you are, and you'll know what direction to make from that point. I know Jesus talked about blind leaders leading blind people, and all of them falls into the ditch. There's a precaution here, and I'm just giving you this precaution. If you're never certain in an area, what's wrong with coming back to the principles of God that work? It is very important. Now, hear this. It is absolutely necessary that you and I know where we are in this hour with God. Come on, hallelujah. I mean, it is absolutely of a necessity that we know where we are in God in these days. And I don't mean fishing by faith. There's too much water. Did y'all hear that? I ain't talking about just dropping anchor somewhere and throwing out saying, well, bless God, if the Lord wants me here, amen, He'll send the fish along. I know they make depth finders and fish finders nowadays that locate the drop-offs, that locates the sandbars, that locates and grafts out the fish. Amen. Come on, hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's time that we know where we are in God. Amen. There's a people in this building tonight, you know where you are in God, and that's wonderful. Well, there's some of you here tonight, you haven't been sure and you don't know. All I'm doing is bringing you with the rest of those into a realm of the Spirit, of knowledge and understanding and the love of God, that He can make us one with Him as He is with the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. And there ain't nothing no worse than to have a toolbox in your car with metric wrenches when you got the regular standard American bolts and nuts, are just the opposite. You understand what I'm saying? You're that far off and nothing works. Can you get what I'm saying tonight? There is nothing more irritating than to have the wrong set of tools for the job. You say, well, yeah, I'm faithful. I got tools, but yeah. I'm telling you, oh, hallelujah. Man, God wants this thing in working order, folk. And there's no reason why it shouldn't be in working order. Because that's what He gives us the principles of God for. Oh, hallelujah. If you and I can stay with the principles of God, I promise you and guarantee you, if my word's worth anything, it might not be, so take God's word for it above mine. But I'm telling you, if you'll come to the principles of God, everything will work in God. If you'll study the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew, He's laid out everything in those 3 chapters for your life in the kingdom of God. And I challenge every one of you, if you don't ever do anything else the rest of your life, you get into those 3 chapters and you read it and you study it and you break it down. It's all there. Jesus taught the disciples, the apostles, the principles, the working mechanism of the kingdom of God. And how many people comes up to you and ask you, what are you? Who are you? They can't want to ask you what you are. They want to know who you are. And I ain't got but one answer for them. I'm a part of the kingdom of God. What do you preach? I preach the gospel of the kingdom. What do you believe? I believe the kingdom of God. And they want to know, well, is that Baptist or is that Pentecostal? And I really blow their mind when I tell them I ain't Protestant. Oh, hallelujah. Well, amen. Jesus wasn't Protestant. He was 100% thoroughbred kingdom of God. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with you protesting a little bit. But you don't need to become a stump in the swamp. Like my daddy used to say, I'm not on a log. Boy, you're just standing there today like I'm not on a log. Now, there's nothing wrong because in Reformation, how many know Martin Luther come out of the Roman Catholic Church protesting, received a divine revelation that the just shall live by faith and protested that order, and that's where the Protestant movement came from. But somebody's got to come further than Martin Luther and come on into the kingdom of God. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And you don't protest coming into kingdom of God. That's the problem now. Why more people ain't part of this move of God is because they don't know what to believe and they protest of everything God's doing. Well, amen. It's the truth. I got a crowd of spirits here, and by the time they try them, they got all 10 fingers lit. You know?
Hallelujah.
Find the principles of God. Find the principles of God. That's where you'll find God. Come on, folks. This ain't gonna hurt. What? This ain't gonna hurt nobody that I'm saying that. Find the principles of God, and you'll find God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Now, here's a problem. Here's a problem. The time that you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk. Everybody say immaturity.
Immaturity.
And not of strong meat. Everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he has obeyed. Scripture interprets it, okay? But strong meat belongeth to them who are of a full age. Oh, now let's get into some saints. Full age saints. All right?
Yeah.
Strong meat belongeth unto them who are of a full age.
Yeah.
Who by reason of use has their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Adam couldn't do that. But you can. Come on, amen. That man created in innocence could not handle good and evil. But there's a new man. There's a last Adam. There is a quickening spirit. There's a tree of life. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God that somebody's eating of. That was forbidden. And the angel was placed at the entrance of the garden with a flaming sword turning every direction to keep the way of the tree of life. But one day that tree of life walked out of the book. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah to God! Isaiah described him and said, amen, that he is as a root. He is as a tender plant out of dry ground. And he said, who shall believe his report? And to whom shall the arm of the Lord be revealed? Telling you, he's revealing his arm unto somebody tonight, and it's us. And there's many others like you and I that God's revealing himself to.
Yes, hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Strong meat belongeth unto those who are of a full age, who by reason of use have their senses exercised. That means they've been busy. Who wants to fall out here on the floor and give me 20? 5. By reason of use.
Hallelujah.
I probably couldn't give you 2.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to tell you something. God's raising up an exercised people. I mean in spirit. Who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Adam couldn't handle that. Let me tell you something, folks. We're in a sick society that somebody's got to handle it. Did y'all get that? Come on, hallelujah. We're in a day that somebody has got to handle the good and the evil. And that's going to be mature ones. They're going to look in this book and they're going to find the judgment written and begin to advance it. Execute it. Now, we've heard about sicknesses in the advanced age. Huh? Why can't we believe there's a move of God in the advanced stage? Come on, hallelujah, praise God, amen? I'm telling you, there's a move of God in the advanced stage. Now, principles. Hebrews 6, look at verse 1. Just a carryover from verse 14. Now look what he says. He gets us over here into verse 14 of chapter 5, where strong meat are those of a mature age, and they're equipped to discern both good and evil. And in chapter 6, verse 1, therefore leaving the principles and doctrines of Christ.
Hallelujah.
For the babes, they need to come back and be taught what? The principles, first principles. To the mature ones, therefore leaving the principles and doctrines of Christ. Now, when I came into this thing several years ago, my pastor was teaching Hebrews 6:1. When I came in as a babe in Christ, they were teaching leaving the principles and doctrines of Christ, going on unto perfection. And somehow or another, I played catch-up. And I learned some first principles before I could leave some principles. Now, this word leave in the Greek does not mean what your English leave would indicate. This word leave in the Greek means a commencement service or a graduation service. That means you get your diploma. How many went to school for 12 years and graduated? Would you raise your hand? Now, I got a question for us. And I'll give the answer. I won't put you on the spot. Yeah, I mean, you could answer it, but sometimes we feel like we're put on the spot. What did you go for 12 years for? The answer is get an education so that you could use it in life. Amen? So when he says leaving the principles and doctrines of Christ, he's not saying that you're going to walk off and leave them. That means you proved yourself in every principle, you qualified, you passed the test, and now you can use these principles the rest of your life. That don't mean you walk away and leave them. That means the rest of your life will be established and built from that point on. Can y'all get that?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. What do we see here? We see a need for first principles. Now, the author now gives us the allegiance to graduate and to come into perfection. You cannot come into perfection without the very principles of God in your life. Now, you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 16 and verse 8. Isaiah chapter 16. Read from verse 8. Hallelujah. For the fields of Heshbon languish, and the vine of Sibmah, the lords of the heathen have broken down the principal plants thereof. This word broken down in the Hebrew means to strike them down and to conquer the principal plants. I tell you where the church world is tonight. The majority of the church world, as we know the church world, the religious order, at the most part, none of it knows the very principles of God. When they took prayer out of the schools, I know prayer is a principal thing. I know prayer is the principal thing. The Bible teaches prayer. It is a principle. And the lords of the heathen. Who is the lords of the heathen? America is full of lords of the heathen. You take a trip to Washington, D.C., and it's filled with lords that promotes and writes laws and decrees to the heathen. And our country is filled with the lords of the heathen that has destroyed and broken down the principal plants. You look at these tropical rainforests on National Geographic and Discovery Channel. You find these native tribes standing there in droves with tears running down their faces because the land of their nativity is destroyed because of progress by caterpillars and bulldozers. by principal plants, the rainforest is being destroyed every day. And life, you understand what I'm saying? Have no, they produce after their kind in Genesis.
Oh, hallelujah.
Can y'all hear me tonight? Can you understand where I'm coming from? I'm telling you the church has been raped. The Song of Solomon, she cried out and said that they found her and they stripped her and they smote her. I want you to know the body of Christ today has been ravaged and the principles of God has been broken out of it. The principal plants.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about the first principles of God. The Lord of the heathen has destroyed them. You now can address yourself to groups that is in far lesser realms of teaching than you are. Teach in some of these areas and they'd have no idea what you're talking about. Because I'd have preached over 20 minutes and they'd already be throwing me out. Telling you the majority of the body of Christ, we've had too many generations born that has never been taught the first principles. Come on, there's young children, there's teenagers in this building tonight that love God, but they really don't know who He is. Amen. Oh, they love this deep teaching, but they have no basis to find themselves in it. They do things in God and in faith, but they don't know why they do it. Come on, I'm just trying to talk to us for a few minutes now. You understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you, God, there's a generation coming up right now that needs the first principles of God taught to them right now. And we've done this at home. Spent weeks in it. Somebody said, well, the Bible says you're supposed to leave them things. Now, you leave them when you know what that word leave means. We got too many people in the church today that ain't graduate material. Thinking that they graduated. Come on, folks. I'm not being ugly nor mean. You understand what I'm saying? But they're facing problems in life, and now they're saying, I don't know the arithmetic to that one. Well, it's just like they cut out these ball players because, you know, they could play good and they got these grants to college because they was good ball players. And their average was, in grade school and education, they were failures. That's where the church is spiritually. We produce great giants in some spiritual realm. Come on, amen. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of overcoming, come on, hallelujah, when it comes to the sweaty now and now of how to survive and advance this move of God. Too many people do not know how. You know, if we can shout and sing good, get a good crowd together, you know, we have a good service, and we'll do that again tomorrow night and next week. How do you know? You and I are facing some things in this hour that a shout don't remove. Man, the Bible says that Israel shouted and the shout was heard in the land and the Philistines said, what meaneth this shout? And Israel was still defeated. It ain't always in the shout.
Hallelujah.
God's got to lay this thing out to us line upon line. Precept upon precept. Here a little and there a little. We're going to have to make our calling and election sure. And if we do these things, we won't never fall.
Hallelujah.
How do you want to see God restore the principal plants in your life?
Hallelujah.
We need it. We're like that dying breed we see in the land of our nativity from stripped by man in progress. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Man through progress and man through omitting. Also, the man of sin has set up himself in the hearts of too many people, declaring himself to be God, and exalting himself above all of the knowledge of God. I'll tell you, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is one of the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. We need a revival of the fear of God that will produce the very wisdom. Let me tell you something. I'm glad Jesus made one statement when he said, and a greater than Solomon is here. Well, if he hadn't never made that statement, we'd all be in trouble. Because the Queen of Sheba didn't tell it all. I mean, Solomon missed God. I mean, when she said the half ain't been told, she told the truth.
And how many know there wasn't a greater man in the earth endued with the wisdom of God than Solomon? That he still missed God. I'll tell you something. Jesus Christ is in your heart tonight. You don't have to miss that. Because a greater than Solomon's here tonight. Now, I want to tell you right now, there's one principal plant the heathen didn't destroy. The princes of this world had to know what they were doing. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, about verse 9, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. Buddy, when they cut him down, they thought they cut the very principle and the life of God out of the earth. Behold, I'm he that liveth and was dead. But behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. We talk about one principal plant they thought they got that they didn't get. I'll tell you where that principal plant lives tonight. He lives in you. I said he lives in you. And if I can just have our attention just for a few more minutes. In the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. I read from chapter 2 and I read from verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And he's got the inner ear tonight. To him that what? Overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's one species they didn't get. The princes of this world had known that had never crucified Jesus. But I'm telling you, he's the corn of wheat, John chapter 12, that fell into the ground and died. And because he died, he brought forth the full corn in the ear. He's brought forth, hallelujah, many seeded corn. And I'm looking at some of it tonight. I'm looking at some of it right in this building tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Paul says in the book of Romans that with Abraham, the promise he made to Abraham, he made sure the seed. And that word, he made sure the seed, in the original rendering, indicates that he made sure seed, planting seed, not a harvest seed. Come on, did you get that? How you know there's a handful of corn in the earth, in the top of the mountains, and it's planting time and it's seed time. Now, you don't have to worry about the harvest. Jesus says the harvest is already ripe. But when God made sure the seed, hallelujah, I was down in Mexico in February, and I was plowing the fields. A little 18-year-old girl was working between two yoke of oxen. And she had over her head, over her shoulder, a strap with a sack. We used to call them squirrel sacks. We used to hunt when I was a boy, and Mama would make, you know, squirrel hunting got so big, you know, where you buy that camouflage stuff and everywhere to tuck something and put something, and they just make a sack, strap, hang over you and put your shells in, and your squirrels in the other. That's what she had on. She had this across her shoulder. You know what she had in that sack? Seed corn. There was one yoke of oxen plowing ahead of her, breaking up the ground, and she was walking along there barefooted. She was following that yoke, was dropping two or three kernels. And there was a yoke of oxen behind her. They was coming back behind her, covering it up. Hallelujah. And that 18-year-old girl, barefooted, just throwed her hand up and waved with the biggest smile. I said, my Lord, boy, I tell you, wouldn't it be something to get our teenagers, you know, to do this today with a smile? Huh? Yeah. It's over with, ain't it? If it ain't Toys R Us, we don't want it, you know what I mean? Hallelujah. But what was wonderful about it is that the evening before, they were sitting on the porch under the grass hut. And they was taking corn off the cob, just breaking it off. They was getting it ready. And they was telling us in Spanish, this is seed corn. No, nada, nada, nada. We're not going to cook this and eat it tonight. But this is for planting tomorrow. Hallelujah. Turn to Romans, let me read this for you. You appreciate it.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Romans chapter 4, and I read from verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. And brother, that seed making that surety is that there is a seed to be planted for a crop to be harvested. Woo! Hallelujah! And you are a part of that seed that is guaranteeing a harvest. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God forever. Hallelujah. I rejoice tonight. There is a seated people here. Oh, hallelujah. And you are the guarantee. How many know what the first fruit harvest is all about? That there's an abundance of harvest in the field and the first fruits has done been gathered. Hallelujah. I read two scriptures. Revelation 2 again. Verse 7, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God. How do you want to find yourself in the midst of the paradise of God? Oh, I want to say that again. How do you want to find your life in the midst of the paradise of God? Oh, praise God. I want you to know that angel with the flaming sword that turned every way kept that way until Jesus walked out of this book. Oh, glory to God. The very principal plant of life itself stepped out of the pages of this book. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, ye shall have no life in you. And now we find ourselves in the very midst of his life. And because he is the seed, and you know not the seed as of many, but as of one seed, which is Christ, God made sure the seed. Except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it shall bring forth much fruit. Hello, fruit. He brought you in the very midst of his paradise. How you know that every kind produces after its kind? And if you eat Jesus and drink Jesus and sleep Jesus and love Jesus, you can't help but be what he is. Hallelujah. The Lord's of the heathen has destroyed the principal plants. But I just want to tell you, there's one they didn't get. And his name's Jesus, and he's the very principle of God himself. He's the very principle of life. I'll give you one scripture in Revelation 22, and I'll unplug. Revelation chapter 22, and I read from verse 2. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. Hallelujah. Come on, overcomer. To him that overcometh shall I give to eat of the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. How many overcomers I got here tonight? How many qualifiers do I have here tonight that will judge the world, judge angels, and execute the judgment that is written? I'm talking about a cooperate company of people that is in the womb of the church. I qualify these scriptures tonight in context and balance is what my temp has been. I want you to know that any Christian just walking off the street, some novice, some Nepha, some technon, is not going to operate in this realm. I'm talking about a proven people that has made sure of the seed and their call of God, that knows what being an overcomer is all about. It ain't enough to have the victory last week and be defeated this week. I'm talking about, folk, we need a deliverance. We need a loosening and a setting free, and we need the knowledge of God. We need the principles of God, amen, to find the compass of God, amen, to advance this move of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. And here we find the tree of life, which bear, hear this, which bear 12 manner of fruits. Here is a governmental order that is producing substance, life substance. I'm talking about the tree of life, which is the very principal life of God, that you are a part of because you are eating Him. And because of this, you are the fruit of the kingdom of God. And you are the 12th manner. You are the governmental order of God. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And the Bible says, and yielded her fruit every month. Yielded! That is to give up, or to taste and see that the Lord is good. And you see, this tree is fruitful. And you can believe, God, that we're in a very fruitful move of God. You need to believe that. And you need to repent and find the compass and find the principle of God. Find the landmarks for your life. Because we're in a very fruitful stage in God. And He says, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Can you see what God's doing? Leaves speaks of identity and recognition. Hallelujah. The leaves, identification, are for the healing of the nations. The Bible says, and the world shall remember and shall turn to God, and He shall be the governor of the nations. You tell you something, everybody ain't going to hell. I'm talking about the world's going to remember and turn to God. Oh, hallelujah. God spoke to me about a month, maybe six weeks ago, and I expressed this mostly to our young people. And I said, begin to witness to your friends, because the Lord has said, I've gone before you. I've prepared their hearts. Don't be shy. Don't be hesitant. You begin to witness to your friends. I said, because God's gone ahead of you. And you're going to find when you witness to them, they're going to already be feeling what you tell them about. We've been having youth retreats at home, and we're in for another one in August, and God's moving upon, the Lord's really moving into young people. And I want you to know there's an identity of leaves, and it's the healing of the nations. And we're in a fruitful move of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's very fruitful, folks. Amen. I believe the net has been cast in the 13th chapter of Matthew, and we're gathering in every kind. In some kind, we don't know what to do with it. Amen. But I'm telling you, how many know the net has been cast in, and they gather of every kind. Now we're in a very fruitful move of God. And this campground right here, let me tell you something. This is fabulous. This is my first time to be here. Man, there's property everywhere I look. Hallelujah. Man, we're in a move of God. It's sweeping not only this country, but third world countries. I'm telling you, the kingdom of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ. Amen. We need to know the principles of God. We need to know who shall judge the world. In closing, this is a statement that I'm making to you. There's no way in the world angels can be judged, nor the world can be judged. There's no way that the judgment that is written can be executed except through a people that knows what the written execution is. And you can't know that unless you know the principles of God. That's like going before the English class and you teach it tomorrow and you can't even spell cat. You're going to stand up there and, I'm a son of God. I'm telling you, there's no way in the world can be judged. You have nothing to judge it by if you don't know the principles of God. Amen. Have you received tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Nothing has been said to your hurt tonight. I
Amen. If anything that you've heard has offended you, I'm sorry, and I never said it to offend. I said it to help us tonight. To qualify these scriptures, you have to understand, and the saints of the Most High shall take and possess the kingdom. My brother read it last night from Daniel 7. Who is these saints? It's the saints of the Most High, qualified people in the principles of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God forever. Amen. Let's stand together this evening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord bless your hearts so wonderfully tonight. Can we raise our hands in giving glory tonight?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask God that you seal this word through the hearts of this people. And Father, Lord God, tonight, that you would stir up our pure minds in the name of Jesus. Make us good stewards over the work and over the word of God. Let us study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Seal this, I pray, in the name of Jesus, to the hearts and the minds of this people, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Brother Glenn said just to dismiss you, you're dismissed. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yea, for the Lord has said unto his people, have not I said unto you, that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former house. Yea, why consider you just only your own house, and not consider the house of the Lord? Yea, I said to thee, I would have thee to go and bring material, saith the Lord, that you may build. For indeed have I called thee to be builders in my kingdom, saith the Lord. Yea, I said to thee, you are my habitation, and the glory of the latter house of which I speak, saith the Lord, is not only a future glory, for surely in the future will I reveal my glory even in greater ways. And I say unto my people this night that my glory is a now glory for thee to receive.
Hallelujah.
And yea, I would have thee, saith the Lord, to not only consider thine own house, not only hold on to thine own thoughts, not only let thine own imagination sway thee, and let thine eyes search and behold and be an observer, saith the Lord. But yea, I say unto thee, I would captivate your imaginations this night, saith the Lord. Yea, I say unto thee, let not them wonder, saith the Lord. For I have spoken unto thee that thou shouldest build, saith the Lord. Yea, and if thou would captivate thy thoughts this night and not let them wander, saith the Lord. And if thou would bring every thought unto obedience unto my spirit this night, indeed would I bless thee, saith the Lord. I am calling you to come up, saith the Lord. Come up into realms of glory. But yea, as long as your thoughts are upon your own house and your own temple and earthly vessels and earthly things, yea, how can you be blessed? But yea, I said to thee, I have said that I will set my glory in this house. And indeed, you are my house, my people. You are my dwelling place. And I am calling you to come up, saith the Lord. Come up unto me and behold my glory in a greater way.
Hallelujah.
The Lord would say it is a good thing. Yea, that thou hast lifted up your voices in praise and adoration to your King, saith the Lord. Yea, it is a good thing that thou hast set forth music on the musical instruments, yea, and joy has come to your spirit. And it is the Lord, yea, let there be no mistake, the Spirit of the Almighty moveth in your midst tonight, yea, to bring blessings, to bring gladness, and to bring joy, saith the Lord. Yea, for you are a people that shall be filled often with joy. I tell you this, saith the Lord. Yea, have you not read, and do you not know that to him that knoweth much, much will be required? Yea, and you are sitting now in the presence of dynamic teaching, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and thou hast give intent to what hath been said, and thou hast learned a lot. Therefore, a lot shall be required of thee, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, thou cannot remain the same for the days passeth away. Night cometh, and then the morning cometh, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and it would be foolish for you to suppose that tomorrow will be like today.
and next week will be like this week, and next year will be like this year. The world is changing, and the kingdom is changing by a virtue of its progressiveness, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and thou must grow as the kingdom grows, saith the Lord. Thou must have thine understanding enlightened and thine eyes enlightened, yea, for growth is in progress, yea, expansion is being wrought even now, saith the Lord thou God. And thou art right in the midst of all of it, and thou would not dare to just sit and let things pass you by. But the Lord wants you to stay current with the moving of the Spirit of the Almighty. Yea, for I shall move in this hour, I shall move in the next hour, I'll move today and tomorrow. Do you not remember that the blessed Lord said, today and tomorrow I will do cures and miracles, and the third day shall I be perfected, saith the Lord thou God. I tell you, the end of the days designated for the miracles and the teachings, yea, is coming to an end, and the third day will dawn. Yea, and in that day thou shalt have a new teaching. Yea, it shall be a new order. Yea, it is the same God, but a new order. The same kingdom, but a new order. Because there has now, at that time, been a transition, saith the Lord thou God. I shall not cease to teach you. Yea, I shall not teach to bring growth to you until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of your Lord. And you rise up and look and know that you have entered into a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth only righteousness. Old things have now passed away, and they shall come into your remembrance no more. It shall be you and God. Yea, it shall be my church and me. Yea, my people and me, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and together we shall always be. Yea, and of the increase of my government and peace, there shall come no end, saith the Lord. It shall be a continual expansion. Yea, get ready for this, saith the Lord. For it shall surely come to pass. Write it plain, make it in block letters, so that if a wayfaring man comes running through, he can read it at a distance, saith the Lord. Yea, for I have made you epistles of the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.